People in Hong Kong have welcomed the medical support from the Chinese mainland to tackle the spread of the novel coronavirus. As the first batch of a mainland supportive team arrived in the city Sunday afternoon, the 7 medical professionals in the first batch will help with laboratory work in the city. They're from a 60-member nucleic acid testing team established recently by the National Health Commission at a request of the Hong Kong government. Ng Chi Pan, advisor to the board of directors of the Yan Chai Hospital, says the team came at a time when the medical resources have been stretched to the limit in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's nucleic acid testing capacity can be used as an effective tool to stop the virus transmission, but Hong Kong has failed to fix this drawback and improve its capacity. Also, there has been a shortage of negative pressure rooms in our hospitals. So these two support teams dedicated for Hong Kong serve as the exact solution to the problems facing Hong Kong's healthcare system and will help Hong Kong address its shortcomings in this area.
Members of the supportive team were selected from over 20 public hospitals in Guangdong province. Urumqi in Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region has strengthened management and health monitoring on agricultural markets in the city. Zhong Meiwen is deputy head of Urumqi Bureau of Administration for Market Regulation. He says his department will conduct more testing on key personnel, including managers, vendors, and customers.
People will need to have a negative result of a nucleic acid test report with 7 days, get a temperature check, go through information registration, and a vehicle disinfection before entering markets.
According to the National Health Commission, Xinjiang reported 30 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Saturday. Huawei overtook Samsung in global smartphone shipments in the second quarter of the year. It's the first time in 9 years that a company other than Samsung or Apple has led the market. Huawei shipped more than 55 million devices during the period, down 5% year-on-year, followed by Samsung. Despite a 27% fall in overseas shipments, Huawei has dominated the domestic market in the second quarter, with shipments rising by 8%. Microsoft has said it will continue discussions to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. The U.S. company reveals that it's aiming to conclude the negotiations by September 15th. Microsoft also says its chief executive Satya Nadella has had a conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump to address the latter's concerns over the acquisition. Two NASA astronauts have returned to Earth in a dramatic splashdown, with their capsule parachuting into the Gulf of Mexico to finish a test flight by Elon Musk's SpaceX company. It was the first splashdown by U.S. astronauts in 45 years, with the first commercially built and operated spacecraft carry people to and from orbit. The return clears the way for another SpaceX crew launch as early as next month and a possible tourist flight next year. 8 U.S. troops who have been missing in a training accident are presumed dead as search and rescue operation off the California coast ends. The mishap happened Thursday afternoon when an amphibious assault vehicle carrying 15 Marines and one Navy sailor began to take on water during a training exercise near San Clemente Island. The Marine Corps said previously that one Marine was killed and two were injured in the accident, while other Marines were rescued. Officials say that efforts will now turn to finding and recovering the missing service members. Russia's airborne paratrooper forces on Sunday celebrated their 90th anniversary in Moscow. Sergei is a former airborne soldier at the city's Gorky Park.
For me, it's a celebration. For me, personally, it's an encouragement. No matter what, young and strong, although I'm older, we remember those who passed. We remember all with a kind world. I'm happy that airborne forces didn't stale, and it develops.
Mass gatherings are still restricted in Moscow to contain the coronavirus pandemic, but authorities allow the celebrations to take place. The airborne forces were established in 1930.